Titus, chapter 1. Paul, a servant of Yahweh, and an apostle of Yahshua the Messiah, according to the faith of Yahweh's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after holiness, in hope of eternal life, which Elohim, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but has in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed to me according to the commandment of Yahweh our Savior, to Titus, my own son after the common faith, grace, mercy, peace from Yahweh the Father and Yahshua the Messiah, our Savior. For this cause I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city as I had appointed you. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for a bishop must be blameless, as the steward of Yahweh, and not silf, not soon angry, not given to wine, not a striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober and just and holy and temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, the Cretans are always liars and evil beasts and lazy gluttons. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but to them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know Yahweh, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and to every good work reprobate. End of chapter.